Well, good evening, Remnant, and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live. Well, it's July 1st, 2021, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. A beautiful day here at the Radio Ranch. I'll talk a little bit about what we did here at the Radio Ranch today, and we'll have the phone lines open tonight. Want to talk a little bit. Got an update out of Texas from a Christian down there. I thought I'd kind of start off with that with you tonight, because I think it leads in, it is a good summary of what is going on in America. It is. And the desired destruction by our enemies. And that is what we should be thinking of here as we approach our birthday, our nation's birthday. And so, again, phone lines will be open. Well, where to start? We better start with a word of prayer. How about that? That's always a good place to start. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this day that you give us, this beautiful day, Lord. Blue skies and clouds and rain and sunshine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. Father, thank you for all the blessings that you pour out upon us, Father. We pray, Lord, for your continued blessings to be poured out upon all those who know you, all those who fear you and desire to draw closer to you, that desire to do your will here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, for the remnant that knows your ways are greater than our ways, and that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Lord, we pray for them, Lord, for them to continue to desire your way and your will, to take time, Lord, to thank you for their blessings, and to turn to you, Lord, both in good times and bad, to praise you for the good times, Lord, and to draw closer to you in the times of trial and struggle. And so we thank you for those, Lord, for we know that you are perfecting us, you are equipping us for tomorrow. And we thank you for the trials as well as for the blessings that come in our life. And we know they all come from you, Lord, and we thank you for them. Lord, we pray that the remnants, the rest of the remnant, those that haven't had their eyes opened yet, that they would, that their eyes would be opened, their ears would be unstopped, that they would see, O Lord, and that they would act and they would do. And that is our desire. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the remnant that tune in, Lord, that, Father, as we gather together in sweet fellowship, Lord, over the airwaves and over the shortwave and the internet. Lord, as we read from your word and we gather as like-minded Christians, Lord, to encourage one another, exhorting and rebuking one another, Lord, growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that, Lord, yes, this promised land, this heavenly kingdom that you have given your people, that you have moved your people to, Lord, it has gone to Babylon. But Lord, as your word says, we have gone to Babylon, but it is there that we will be rescued. It is there that, Lord, those that are obedient to you will come out of her as you instruct your people to do. Help us to do so, Lord. Help us to focus on things above and not things below. On things that are pleasing to you and not that are pleasing to the flesh. Strengthen us, and Holy Spirit, be with us here this evening on this broadcast. Be with me and the remnant that are tuning in, Lord, to your glory. To your glory. And I thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for answered prayers, Lord, from the Wednesday night prayer meeting, and we continue to lift those prayer requests up, Lord, for our brethren that are in need. Lord, we thank you for Brother Leon. We pray your continued healing upon him. And Lord, for Brother Frank in Oklahoma and Brother Wallace and all those that are on the prayer chain, Lord, for Patrick and Lisa and Miss Linda down in Arizona and Father, for all those that are in need. For Lord, there is great need today. But Father, we know that your grace is sufficient. And it is. And we don't say or pray that lightly, Lord. We know that it is, and we thank you for it. Find us worthy, O Lord, in all that we think, say, and do, to your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, Remnant, again, the phone lines are open this July 1st, 2021, if you'd like to give us a call, 307-745-5913. And we'll be glad to take your call and share your comment. Got a talking to a brother on the phone. Talked to a brother out in Michigan today, and you know, it when we look at the media, we look at whether it's the newspaper, the magazines, the updates on your computer, what TV, whatever it may be. It seems like the world here in this nation has gone completely insane, the ruling parties. We see the White House press secretary now putting out that, well, it's the Republicans that wanted to defund the police. And they just keep repeating that lie over and over and over, because I think that they believe that if they keep repeating it long enough, they'll believe it themselves, and that it makes it true. And in reality, what it does is, it is the enemy falling in their own pit, because that's what we've prayed for. And that's what's happening, because they even people that say last year or a month or two ago couldn't see what is going on, they are seeing these things. When they see the invasion that's going on at the border, and then they hear nothing about it from the federal government, these things they're part of God's plan. I hope that's what I'm trying to get across, is that as we look at the current events in light of the gospel, in light of, well, what's happened before and what is happening now, and we can see why and how this is happening. Got an email from an anti-vaxizer, I guess is how it is. Anti-vaxizer, something like that. Not sure how you pronounce that, but says, you probably already know this, but wanted to share some information. Donald Trump and Governor Abbott in Texas were in McAllen at the Texas border yesterday. Local Border Patrol and the sheriffs verifying that illegals and drug cartels flow over the border. And I want to remind you, Remnant, that that's what they're doing. They're flowing. They're not sneaking in, okay? They are flowing over the border. A highway, you might say, okay? Flowing, driving big rider trucks, big moving vans, full of drugs, of prostitutes, of illegal arms, who knows? More terrorists, flowing, okay? Flowing, not sneaking, not trying to get by the couple police officers there, no, flowing over the border. Governor Abbott was saying that other states have promised to send some sort of help to the Texas border, be it National Guard or Parks and Wildlife type workers, and I've seen that as well. I've seen, I think it was the Dakotas were talking about sending National Guard troops down to defend the border. That's what they're for. We are being invaded, folks. An absolute invasion is what is going on. And everybody's just, so what? You know, they're more worried about Britney Spears' dad and blah, 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 than the invasion and destruction of this nation. goes on, the email says, Governor Abbott mentioned a few states, Nebraska, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. The email goes on and says, the left are slamming Governor Abbott every chance they get. He is up for re-election in November of next year. Alan West resigned from the Texas GOP chairman after only 11 months and claims he's going to run for governor. And then we've also heard of this Matthew McConaughey running for governor, claiming his political views are in the middle. And that is one thing that we don't want to see, especially in Texas. But that's why the attacks are being directed at Texas. You know, Texas banned abortion after 6 weeks. Texas just passed open carry, open constitutional carry, Governor Abbott said, so you, because you have the right to defend yourself. And Texas is building its own wall to try to stop this flowing of illegal drugs and illegals and God knows what across the border. They're trying. So certainly the left is going to come out, and you watch. You will see. They will dig up dirt. They will do everything they can to condemn and damn to hell Governor Abbott down in Texas to shut these things down because they've taken a stand. And Remnant, when you take a stand for something, well, those people that are against it, well, that they're offended. And they'll come after you. And when you take a stand for what is right, well, those that are wrong will come after you. It is as simple as that. Whether it is taking a stand against what the Bible calls sin, whether it's the state of Texas standing against abortion and standing for the rights of its citizens to protect themselves from this army of illegals that have invaded their state, have invaded this nation. How could anybody argue against that? Oh, but they do. Oh, but they do. Our Christian in Texas goes on, says, Governor Abbott is not perfect, but he's standing in the gap, just as many of the sheriffs are. Probably the same in many states. And it is that way. Remnant, the divide is getting wider and wider. We've talked about that. You've heard us talk about that. It is going to continue. We are seeing the United States of America changing. Okay? And I saw the note that, oh, President Trump going to make an announcement. Ex-President Trump about 2024 going to make an announcement. That's not where we put our faith, folks. That's not. It's returning to God, returning to our roots. As the Bible says, returning to the rock from which we were hewn. And that rock is Jesus Christ. There is no making America great again apart from Jesus Christ. So you that deny Jesus Christ, you Muslims and you Jews and you Hindus and you atheists and you agnostics and you any that deny Jesus Christ, America will not be great again apart from Jesus Christ. It is as simple as that. This nation was founded on the Bible, on not Judeo-Christian ethics, but on Christianity and Jesus Christ. This nation was founded on two principles. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And when you look back through the Constitution, when you look back through the Bill of Rights, when you look back through the First Amendments to the Constitution, when you look back to the Declaration of Independence, every bit of that, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. That is how we are to deal and treat one another. It is truly as simple as that. And as we are approaching July 4th, you know, there are, well, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, this is how it starts out. It says, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve their political bands, which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station, to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And then it goes on and says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, folks. See, that has been that. Now, that does not mean regardless. That does not mean that, well, you've worked for everything your life, and for me to be happy, I'm just going to steal it from you because I'm stronger or I've got more guns. It doesn't hold. It is the application of God's natural law, the laws of nature and of nature's God. That is the laws of the Bible. No other nation in the world has been set up this way. No other nation in the world was based on this. None. None. It is as simple as that. We do have the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. And folks, if we do not realize this, if we do not begin to realize and accept the fact that this nation was founded, I don't care what they say. I've got the books here. I've got the book, The Story of Liberty, that is a reprint that was originally published in 1879 from Charles Coffin's The Story of Liberty. It's not America's story alone. See, it's the story of what produced the Pilgrims that came and settled here, between John Smith and William Brewster, and it's a great book. It's not one we carry. I've got it in my private library, but it's from 1879, and it tells the story of the Pilgrims, of what formed the ideals that caused the Pilgrims to come. We carry the book, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, that in their own words, you can read it. This is in their own words, you can see and read and decide for yourself what caused this little upstart nation to break from the greatest nation in the world and to have a battle cry of no king but King Jesus, and to win the Revolutionary War. You don't have to believe me. You take the time to read the book. You take the time to read it, if you care. If you care. You know, we've read, we did last night at the Wednesday night prayer meeting, it's in this excerpt from the book, Christ the Healer. It's in this little pamphlet that we have for those requesting prayer for healing, that we encourage you to read and to look. And then the pastor has kind of a closeout on this called Healing is Our Born-Again Birthright. I'm not talking about healing right now, but it applies. Because the scripture is Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the middle, in the midst of your heart. For they, what is the they? The words, the sayings. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Life and health in the words. Why do we have so much death today? Because the people don't attend to his words. Why do we have so much sickness today? Because we do not attend to his words. That is not his plan. That is your plan. That is the enemy's plan. To have us not attend to his words so that we don't have life and so that we don't have health. Now that is not just the life of me and you and the health, but of our nation as well. 2 Samuel 7:10 says, moreover, this is the time in Samuel, "Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time." And you know that this is that place, this new Jerusalem, this USA, this Jerusalem is that appointed place for his people Israel. And that is who we are, and this is where we are. And as it says, Pastor did a great job explaining this scripture out when it says that neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. See, before, the children of wickedness would come in and turn us from our God, and then they would kick us out of the land. And we have been nomads. They'd kick us out and move us somewhere else. Well, that's not how it's going to happen anymore. They come in, and they're here among us. And then the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, to where we have to turn away and separate ourselves from the ungodly. Separate ourselves from those that deny that Jesus Christ is the only Son of God. You can have no, as much as we want to, and I try, I do. I try to have fellowship with those and to encourage others to read the Bible and to believe. And I do have those in my circles that probably don't. Maybe they hold that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but you know, they have friends that are Buddhists and Jews and Muslims and stuff that deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What fellowship can we have with that? What fellowship can light have with darkness? Because the time of Egypt is coming again. It is. And when darkness fell on the land of Egypt, there was light in the land of Goshen. There was light for the Israelites, for the Hebrew people, but not for the others. But let me tell you, the Hebrew people that were shacked up with the Egyptians, they didn't have any light. And the Hebrew people that didn't kill the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel because they thought, well, it's just not, that's how it's going to be. They lost their firstborn of everything they had, just like the Egyptians did. You cannot be part of the world that denies Jesus Christ and be part of Christianity that bases everything on him. And that time is coming. That time, that line is being drawn. We see it in everything. That is what this battle is going on. That's what the invasion is about on the southern border. That's what. That's why we've got a prostitute for vice president. And an Alzheimer's patient as president. That's why. Because it's the battle of good versus evil. And the people are under a spell. The Bible, the word tells us, God himself says, I will smear your eyes over so you will not be able to see. And Jesus Christ even quoted Isaiah when he said, you know, when he was explaining the parables, saying that was why he taught in parables, because he said the secrets to the kingdom have been revealed to you, but not to them. To you, but not to them. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? I it is as simple as that. To you. Matthew 13, 10 through 13, the disciples asked, "Why do you speak in parables?" "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom," said Jesus Christ, "the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you. To you, remnant, that have eyes to see and ears to hear, but not to them." But not to them. And you know, he goes on, he tells like the parable of the sower. And when he explained that parable out, he said, you know, you need to understand this one because all the rest of them hinge on this one. You have to understand the parable of the sower to understand all the rest of them. And the parable of the sower, when he explains it, is the word goes out, just like it's going out tonight, just like it goes out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. on WTWW and on the internet, on the Scriptures for America worldwide broadcasting network, 24/7. The word goes out, and just like the seed, some falls on rocky ground, and it's just done away with. And that's how the word is. But the word is heard. And then some people hear the word, and boy, they get all excited. This is the greatest thing, until somebody asks them, well, Grandma didn't believe that, or Mama didn't, or your preacher don't preach that, or the preacher says, oh, no, that's British Israelism. That doesn't apply, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes away, and the word's gone. Or the cares of the world come up and say, well, if I believe that, my friends that are Buddhist and my boss that's a Jew and all these others that deny Jesus, I won't be able to keep my job and my status, and I won't be able to still be in the Masons with them and bowl on Wednesday night and blah, 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 blah. And so the cares of the world choke it out. But some of the truth finds fertile ground and produces fruit. Some a little, some a lot. See, then it ties in with the parables of the workers in the vineyard. That if you've worked a little bit or you've worked all day, the reward is there. The reward is there. But see, that's the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom that is revealed to you, the remnant, and not to others. Not to those that just, well, got the cares of the world or too much other stuff going on. And that line is being drawn. In Remnant, we have to make sure that first we're on the right side of the line, for one thing. But see, there's going to be a whole lot of others that are on that side of the line for us, and they don't know why. And they don't know these truths. They don't know why we're being invaded. They don't know why enemies of God and enemies, people that want to destroy this nation, are in leadership positions. They don't know why. They don't know that they are the people that can repent and cry out to God and turn from their wicked ways. They don't know that they are the people that God will hear, because they haven't had their eyes open like you have. So we have to make sure that we are ready when that happens. That is, it is already happening, I can tell you. It is already happening. There are so many that are turning back to the foundation of our country. This book, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, I've had to open up more cases. We have cases of them. I've had to open up more cases because we've sent cases out. It's a 8.5, it's actually a little bit, 8.5 by 11, so it has to go in a big envelope. I've had to buy more cases of envelopes to send it out, and that's a good thing. Because people are looking, people are hungering and thirsting to know. And Remnant, it's our job, it's up to us to tell them, to let them know, to see. We have quite a bit that's available. And let me look at the time here. It's 35 after Remnant. We've got time for a few phone calls tonight. 307-745-5913 if you'd like to call. We have books that are available that help, that need to be in your library. Of course, we carry The Light and the Glory and From Sea to Shining Sea. And those books, The Light and the Glory, cover this country from 1492 to 1787. And we also have The Light and the Glory for Young Readers. That is it's a short, 200-page almost book that from ages 9 to 12 that are great to do that, to share the true Christian history of the founding of this nation. Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject to a yoke of slavery. And see, that was why That was why. No, not because America was founded as the critical race theory, as because they're just a bunch of racist white Europeans. No, it was to not be subject to a yoke of slavery. And so, anyway, we have the book, The Light and the Glory, and also The Light and the Glory for Young Readers, that are great books. They need to be in your Christian library. They need to be. They need to be. You may not have time to read them today, and maybe not your children, maybe not your grandchildren, but there will be a day, and you need to have these. Now, the next book by Peter Marshall and David Manuel in the series is From Sea to Shining Sea, and it's book two. It covers from 1787 to 1837, and so, again, a great references in the back, okay? And these books even have like little study questions that where they could be used. You could almost have your own little study on them. And that's The Light and the Glory and From Sea to Shining Sea for young readers. And they, well, they help. They do. We have several messages from Pastor Peters. I'll mention just a couple of them that he has that... that are, of course, the book America the Conquered goes into great detail that shows how the enemy has been battling against Christian America and how, you know, for the most part, they've all but conquered Christian America. In the book America the Conquered, we still have them, and we have that available. A couple, if you're more into listening, a couple CD messages that Pastor Peters did early on in his preaching career. CD number 173 is called Give Us the Spirit of Our Forefathers. Give Us the Spirit of Our Forefathers, CD number 173. And I believe Jason is trying to get this one, as well as we've got another one, Born on the 4th of July, that Pastor Peters preached in... let's see, I think it was 2006, either 2006 or 2007. And we've been trying to, I know Jason's trying to get them worked into the broadcast schedule here leading up to the 4th of July. But, you know, this Give Us the Spirit of Our Forefathers, it was a very early in his preaching career. It was a camp message. And Pastor teaches from the Scriptures how we once again need the godly Holy Spirit that our forefathers had when they came here and settled, when the pilgrims came, and then, you know, in just 100 years here, they were having statesmen that were highly educated and were yearning to form this new nation. And so we have that. Give Us the Spirit of Our Forefathers. We have it on CD. We also, it was actually recorded, and we actually have it on DVD as well, so we'd be glad to send that to you. And then also, Born on the 4th of July, that Pastor Peters did. And we have been able to replay this as part of the DVD church, but many people, we have many new people on the ministry. We haven't played this in quite a while, and so we have that available as well on CD and DVD, that from 2006, that, well, he did a much better job than I ever could. But if it's something that you're interested in, we have it. The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, that booklet that we carry, is a small booklet that we encourage you, if you don't have it, to go back and to reread it, to be familiar, okay? Be a workman worthy, okay? We especially here at this time, coming up to July 4th, and especially with the attacks that once again are upon our nation, okay? That we are familiar with this nation born in a day. This nation born in a day that the Bible talks about. And our founding fathers were Christian men. When you when you read the words that they actually wrote, not something that came out 12 years ago, but when you read their actual words and when you study their lives and their actions, what they did, and their character, who they were, and by their fruits you shall know them. When you read through and you, if you take the time to study, if you don't care, well, just go back to your ball game and Budweiser, okay? But if you do care and you study their character and you study what they did, you see that they were Christian men. Now, you know, the word America is not found in the scriptures, but if you'll go through Pastor Peter's book, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, there are, and Pastor outlines them, he highlights them, he shows them time and time again, the scriptures that describe this land that we live in today, or this land as it was intended, this land of unwalled villages. And see that in the old, you know, in the old Israel, in the old lands, all the villages were walled, right? They had to rebuild the wall. The walls were torn down. They had to rebuild them. And they were walled villages. But one day, as 2 Samuel 7:10 says, God said he would appoint a place for his people. And that is this new Jerusalem. And so, but Pastor in the book, The Greatest Discovery of Rage, he points out these the scriptures that describe this land of unwalled villages, this land, this new promised land that he would put his people in with a western sea and an eastern sea. And that right there is that is a mark of who his people would be. You know, if a person leaves a will and he says, "Hey, I'm leaving this to Joe Black," okay? Well, if you're Joe Black, you have to prove that you're Joe Black, and you do that right with your ID and different things like that, maybe a pay stub and whatnot, and that's just how these marks of Israel are that Pastor Peter's points out in this greatest discovery of our age. America in the heavenly kingdom, America is the heavenly kingdom, and that's what it means in the old Gothic language. And it is the land that God had picked out for and promised to his children. And a couple quotes here, from one from George Washington, one from Sam Adams. One from George Washington says, "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees." Okay? He will die on his feet before he will live on his knees. And so, that used to be a well-known quote by George Washington. But it describes those that are not given to that, because they've been set free, they're not given to that yoke of slavery that we read about. And then Samuel Adams, quote from him, most people, you mention Samuel Adams, they say, "Yeah, I like his beer," because that's how most people think today. That's the only reference to Sam Adams that they have. But let me give you a truer reference. He says, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom alone men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting sun, may his kingdom come." And that was on the at the signing and the completing of the Declaration of Independence. And we talk about the chaplain and clergy of the Revolution, the attitudes, the sayings, the life that the men lived, the attitudes that they had, how they looked at things. Here's a quote from the men of Marlborough, Massachusetts in 1773. "Death is more eligible than slavery. A freeborn people are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but may make use of such power as God has given them to recover and support their laws and liberties." We implore the ruler above the skies that he would make bare his arm in defense of his church and people and let Israel go. Now that's a quote from Marlborough, Massachusetts, a New Year's declaration from 1773. That was how the men in realizing that they must, that they were required as Christian men. If they were going to be Christian men, they could not live as slaves to the British crown. And a quote from Thomas Paine. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom. So let me ask you this. Do you expect to reap the blessings of freedom? Do you like being free, having that freedom to worship as you like? Do you like having that freedom to maybe go work where you like and live where you like? And they're certainly being attacked. Do you like that freedom of being able to defend yourself and your family? Do you? Do you expect to reap the blessings of freedom? Do you expect the police to keep the bad guys away? It says, Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. Of supporting it. Do you do that? Do you undergo the fatigues of supporting this land? Do you? It's a question you ask. Let me ask. I want to give you a fatigue. I think we've only got about a few minutes left. But I want to ask if you, as Thomas Paine quoted, do you undergo the fatigue of supporting it in this way? First Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. And so we are told to pray on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life. And so if you don't have a tranquil and quiet life, I want to ask you, does the Bible in 1 Timothy chapter 2 not tell us how? Just like when we read earlier in Proverbs, how to have life and health. And not only for us individually, but as a nation. It starts with us individually, and it moves from there to more individuals and its groups. And you can pray for your leaders. You know, all throughout the Bible, there were leaders, there were some that did right in the sight of God, and there were some that did evil. But you can pray for them. You can pray for those that are doing right in the sight of God, and I encourage you to do so, to pray for our mayors and our sheriffs and commissioners and representatives and senators, and maybe even those in the federal government, those that love God, those that are trying to do what is right, that are trying to lead in a godly way. You can pray for them. You can pray for God to find favor with them, for them to find favor with God, for them to find favor with man, for them to be encouraged in taking a stand. Pray that way for Governor Abbott. He's trying. He is no more perfect than you are. He's not any more perfect than you, but he's trying. He's trying. And we are told to pray for those, to pray for them to, well, to be blessed and to be encouraged and to not lose hope in doing good and to continue doing good and striving. And for those that hate us, for those that hate God, you know, many times God uses his enemies and our enemies as a rod of correction for us. We read throughout that in the whole Bible that God uses our enemies as a rod of correction for us. And you know what? We need it. We need it, folks. We are like in the Song of Moses. We have grown fat and kicked. We are grown sleek with fatness. So many people in this nation, we talk about being fat and happy. Well, we're not happy anymore. We're just fat. And we need that rod of correction. This nation needs that rod of correction. And God uses his enemies many times to correct his people. And so we can pray for them as well. We can pray that God, we know we think they may be the rod of correction in your hand that you are using. You know, the word says that God directs the hearts of men like the streams of waters. He tells them where to go. He directs them. He hardened Pharaoh's heart and used it for his glory. And I think that's what he does for the enemies of God today. He uses them. He is in control. We can pray for them as well. We can say, Lord, we know they are a correction being used by you on your people. But Lord, let them not overstep their bounds. Let them not go beyond your intentions. Let them not destroy us. Let them not wipe us off from the face of the earth. We know that is not your desire, Lord, but your desire is for your people to repent. And so let these things that our enemies do, that the leaders that hate you and hate us, that they do, let them bear the good fruit of turning your people back to you. But let them not destroy us, Lord. Let them not destroy us. And I think something along those lines, folks, is obedient to 1 Timothy chapter 2, to pray for kings and those in authority. Yes, you can pray Psalms 109. Absolutely. Absolutely you can. And I don't hold it against you if you do. I would all but recommend it. It certainly applies, you know, for those that hate God, and that doesn't go away with in Psalms. What is it, 130 something, where David says, "Do I not hate those that hate Thee, O Lord? I hate them with the utmost hatred." But see, sometimes because of our sin, and that's the bottom line. These things and these enemies of God have come upon us and come into leadership positions. I encourage you, pray for Governor Abbott down in Texas. Pray for our sheriffs all over the nation that they would fear God and honor God in their positions. We can do that. It only if, you know, you don't have to do it. It's only if you want to lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. So if you don't care about that, then don't. Just curse them all, damn them all to hell, okay? And don't worry about it. But these instructions that we have, they are for today. All the teaching and blessings that we've had from our pastor, they are for today. All the teachings and blessings that we have in these books, The Light and the Glory, Sea to Shining Sea, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, The Story of Liberty, Our Christian America, the Word, the Bible that we have, the Citizens Rule Book, the Bill of Rights Jury Handbook, everything that's been written, it is for today. It is to help us, to equip us, to strengthen us, to allow us to stand in the great and mighty terrible day of the Lord, and to have, well, more of the remnant stand with us to the glory of Jesus Christ. But remember, there is only one to make America great again. And I think our God has used Donald Trump, but it ain't him. It's Jesus Christ. And it's when the people return, when these people, as he says, my people who are called by my name, where my people are not the Jews called Israelites. That's not Jesus' name. My people who are called by my name. That's back in the Old Testament, Second Chronicles. We're not called gods. We're called sons of the living God. Christians. when my people humble themselves and pray. There's a humbling that's coming, folks. A humbling that's coming. It is far better to humble yourself. How many times in the parables did Jesus teach that, right? He even told, he said, when it's time to sit at the table, take the back seat. Don't go up front. Go in the back. Go in the back. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. You know, when you bow before God, you can stand before any man. Well, Remnant, that's all that I got tonight. Voice is gone. And I encourage it. I'd say thank you for tuning in. And I encourage you to come back Saturday morning. We'll be here Saturday morning, July 3rd, 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. on the West Coast. And join us for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll have the phone lines open. We'll look forward to taking your call there. God bless and good night.
Softly to